Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I think the pros of it is more pros to the team, you know what I'm saying? It gives the team more outlets, you know what I'm saying? You can have more success that way instead of, you know, putting all your success, you know what I'm saying, on one player. And
yeah, I think all of the guys in our room, like all of us are always ready to go, so I think, losing KV, I think, there won't be a lot of drop-off. Like, we'll all be able to step up and fill, you know, the shoes that he has. So we'll obviously miss him, but we'll be able to step up for sure.
Yeah, like I kind of said before, it's all stuff before the snap even happens, you know. Just making sure we're on the same page. That includes all five of us, myself included. You know, I wish I had some plays I'd go back and change. But, you know, coming off a big week off Buffalo rushing and then granted how we did versus Cleveland, you know, it wasn't up to our standard.
I don't look at it as slow, man. I feel like I'm doing a lot of things to, you know, make big plays. You know, you look at the first game, you know, just about every run was sprung off a block, you know, behind me. So, you know, in my eyes, I'm trying to win games, trying to help this team out.
That's Mark Andrews, Ravens tight end. Open locker room yesterday after one winning drive as the Ravens are starting to get ready for the Detroit Lions back on the practice field today. Cordell Woodland actually asked that question, and we had Cordell on yesterday, mm-hmm. and we've talked about it this week, me, you, and Nolan, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, with Nolan McGraw. It's a Total Request Thursday. You know, Mark Andrews off to a slow start. Tight ends off to a slow start. For instance, Charlie Kohler doesn't even have a target yet, but, you know, likely he's working his way back, hopefully soon. Ricard, who helps in that blocking aspect, he hasn't played, doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon. But Andrews, you heard him say, I don't think it's a slow start because I'm helping in other areas. And not necessarily known, Vinny, as a run blocker or someone that opens holes. He says I'm creating some sort of a positivity offensively. But Mark Andrews makes the paycheck based on catching passes, getting separation, and finishing in the red zone. And through 2 weeks, it's been a pretty start to the season for him. Target share is limited. Had the one pass knocked out of his hands by Delpit. I mean, we can revisit whether or not it should have been a TD, but it wasn't. But Mark Andrews finding some positivity
yeah.
in what has been a slow pass catch beginning to 25.
And then the one that almost got intercepted, Bob, in the end zone, I believe that was to Andrews, too. Wasn't a great throw by Lamar, but... Yeah, he's got a chance Monday night, Bob. Got a chance because Campbell and Anzalone, they run straight line good, you know, and they'll play some cover too. So he's going to have some opportunities in this game. I totally believe that he may have 3+ catches in this game.
He has 4 targets through 2 games.
He may have more targets in this game, Bob, than that he's had all season. Let me see if Likely's playing first, though. Because Likely maybe, we'll see on the injury report today.
Today,
because
yeah.
Likely said yesterday that he's going to be back sooner than later, I think is what he said.
2 catches for 7 yards.
Yeah, it's not him. You know, I mean, because usually he catches some down the field. He's good in zone coverage. Good in zone coverage. Good on the crossing routes. You know, he's not what he used to be, Bob. You know, like man coverage stuff gives him some issues because he's got the way he's got to get open in man. I mean, I remember watching one-on-ones at training camp, and the safeties were covering him, and likely comes out, sticks the guy, and then sprints away from him, and then he gets open. Andrews comes out, you know, and beats the guy up and, like, pushes off of him to get open, and that's the difference in the two. Andrews can't get open, you know. Andrews can't separate unless physically he separates from the guy.
And I'm not trying to make excuses for Mark Andrews or Rashad Bateman, who we heard from in the open there, just talking about, you know, pick your poison offense. Sometimes you eat, sometimes you don't. Zay Flowers eating a lot in the passing game. But Lamar's only thrown the ball 48 times in the first two games.
Yeah, yep. And with Bate, he could have had another catch. And if Lamar hits him on that slant route, that may be a big one, you know, in the game. So it was it's kind of where they're at. And you know what? In this game, Bob, watching the film, if they run good routes in this game, they're going to get open. They're going to get open. And he's going to have time to throw the football. He had a pretty good game because I was watching 2 years ago. Just watching like in the first quarter, he had a couple nice catches and a couple long catches, you know.
2 years ago.
2 years ago,
when the Ravens just blew him right out of M&T Bank Stadium. The Lions, that is. And Vinny's film breakdown of the Lions. We got two segments coming up there with the offense and the defense. Also heard from Roger Rosengarten talking about communication issues maybe pre-snap on the offensive line. Maybe that's why some of these guys have had some issues here. And Rosengarten hadn't been poor, hadn't been stellar.
No.
But the guards certainly have struggled. And, you know, Ronnie Stanley had his issues last week because Myles Garrett kind of does that to a lot of people.
I think last week they all had issues. You know, I mean, it was – that's kind of – nobody else will have the talent, you know, that's going to cause the Ravens that kind of problems. Nobody will because they don't have – you know, you got Garrett, you got Mason Graham, a first-round pick, and their defensive scheme is up the field, and their defensive scheme was we're putting more guys in the box that you can handle, so they're penetrating in the backfield all the time. So my guess is against Cleveland, pre-snap, making the calls – it was probably difficult because they don't know who's coming, who's not coming, and everything else. So that one totally challenged them. So it was a game that they would probably all like to forget.
And we also heard from Tavius Robinson with Kyle Van Noy out, at least for this game. Week to week is the designation, and we'll get the injury report later in the day, as Vinny said. But more opportunities for him because he's a yeoman's worker.
Yes.
I mean, the Raven, whatever problems the Ravens have on defense, he isn't one of them, Tavius Robinson.
Yeah, because he's not looked at as he's going to, you know, win a lot one-on-one rushing a passer. You know, I mean, that's not – he's going to get it by effort and hustle just like he did with the fumble. But, Bob, one of my keys for the game is they got to win. Pass rushers, you got to win one-on-one. They gotta bring it. They gotta bring it because they haven't been, and they're gonna have opportunity. You know who's gonna probably win more than any of them? Madubuike. He's the one, Bob, that in the second series 2 years ago, bam, he gets pressure right up the middle and sacks Golf. You know, so and we'll talk about the film. Their O-line is not great. So, I mean, Madubuike and Travis Jones are going to have opportunities, and I would line people. I'll get into it with the film.
Yeah, Ravens-Lions, Monday Night Football, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens 4.5-point favorites in that one. You want to get in with your early predictions, concerns for said game. Again, 2 years ago, Ravens blew them out. Both teams went to the championship game that year. Last year, both teams fell short of the championship game, losing in the divisional round. Detroit's 1-1. Baltimore's 1-1. They both lose their opener to conference rivals. And in Detroit's case, division rival in Green Bay. But they both bounce back with blowout wins, putting up 40-plus in their victories. So we'll get into all of that and more. Orioles sweep the White Sox. We'll talk about this with Mike Harmon later in the show because he's a White Sox fan. even though he lives with the beautiful people out there in L.A. But look, a sweep's a sweep. Orioles 11-4 in the month of September. The three winners, Nolan, in this series pitching-wise, Dean Kramer, Kyle Bradish, Tyler Wells. What do they all have in common? They're all going to be in next year's rotation. I would still move Wells to the bullpen. Talk about that with Mike Bordick later on in the program. And it is just, air quotes, the White Sox. But outside of that debacle in Toronto, the month of September has been pretty impressive. Dylan Beavers, he had another big day with the stick. Orioles stole seven bases against Chicago. Now let's see if they can carry this momentum into, because they made life miserable for the Dodgers and for the Padres. Yankees are coming in for a four-game series starting tonight, and it's Cade Povich against Max Fried. Two guys very similar in build, a lot different in performance. And that's the thing. But, hey, you sweep a series, you got a little positivity rolling on, and that's a good thing. We'll talk to Jim Smith, Maryland AD, bottom of the hour, about the Terps going to Wisconsin as 9.5-point dog spread dropped by a point over the last 24 hours. First road game for the Terps. Start the season 3-0. Wisconsin coming off the loss at Alabama. No shame in that, for sure. So now you come home. If you're Wisconsin, your coach is on the hot seat, Luke Fickell, because you didn't make a bowl game last year.
Yeah.
Lost and now
five
you're
in a row down
yeah,
the
now
stretch.
You're big favorites at home. I mean, I think there's way more pressure on Wisconsin than Maryland. But for the Terps to get that W before the Washingtons and the Oregons of the world start to become reality, that would be huge.
Yeah, you want to put butts in the seats, Bob? Win Saturday.
No doubt about it. So if you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. We got a lot to get to. It's Total Request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Bob, Eddie, Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From basketball practice starting, Brendan Freeze got a big commitment from a top 30 recruit yesterday. You got the fall sports going on. So a lot happening down in College Park. We'll get into all of that. Ravens at Detroit, or hosting Detroit on Monday as 4.5-point favorites. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing all right. And Ray, I got bad news. You know, my boy Tommy Gerbese from Ring Magazine, who we get on the show from time to time, just sent me the new book, Boxing's Top 100 Fighters, that he wrote literally within the last couple of months. Passed away suddenly on Monday night. I was stunned. So Tommy G, rest in peace, my friend.
We're losing a lot of pillars, not just in the ring, but those that, you know, coveted outside the ring, who were diehards about it before. You know, no disrespect to the people that's covering it on podcasts and stuff now. The Tommy Gerbese's of the world and the Burt Sugars and stuff, they were on the ground writing about these guys, writing, like, they was knowledgeable about the game without being disrespectful. So rest in peace to Tommy Gerbese for sure. But thought about two questions. Well, actually a bonus three that I'm going to leave Vinny with as I get off the phone. Rashad Bateman has been missing, and I know you talked about him at the top of the show. He's been missing. Hopefully, you know, he gets it going. That's my Ravens point. My Orioles point, I think Samuel Pasayo, he has a superstar bat. Not sure if his defense just yet. Young kid, 21 years old, but if I'm the Orioles, I'll put him in a big poppy type of situation, and not so soon make him a full-time DH, but, you know, He has that bat is too viable, I see, as he develops, to just leave off the bench, because there's room for Adley Rutschman, man. That's definitely room for Adley Rutschman on the team. These fans like to be hyperbolic, but oh, he's hurt again, this, that, and the third. I have a joke about Tyler O'Neill calling him General Soreness, because that's a popular name that he has on Twitter. They call him General Soreness. And with the AI and stuff now, oh, it's funny. They make him look like George Washington with the stuff on. But my bonus, as I hang up the phone, if Merlin goes and pull this off with the development that's happened with the Under Armour money, with the facilities that's looking sicker and sicker, and Malik Washington, if they go out and shock, and what Wisconsin, this has the feel of the 0-1 Terps. I'm not sure if you remember the 0-1 Terps.
I was a season ticket holder in that era. Yeah, I was there for the entirety of the Ralph Regan era. So you're talking to a guy that watched it in real time, Ray. So their first win was against North Carolina, and Ralph Regan got up and started singing the fight song with the student section in the corner. And unfortunately, it was right before 9/11 had happened, so it kind of put a damper on it. But Maryland wound up winning the ACC championship and went to the Orange Bowl. I don't think this team's as good as that team. That 2001 team had a bunch of guys that played in the NFL as their careers progressed. But Bate,
the thing with Bate ran some good routes. He was open, you know. I mean, just like Andrews. I mean, the ball went to Flowers. And, you know, like talked about, wasn't a lot of throws. So, I mean, all he can do is run his routes, and he's run some good routes. You know, I mean, he had four opportunities. He caught two, probably should have caught the other one, and the one was behind him, which could have been a big play. So he could have had three catches in that game. And, you know, he's going to get his because he's such a good route runner. He's going to create separation. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys that are getting, you know, other than Zay, nobody else is getting a ton of balls.
No, it's a very limited pass share.
Yes.
Right now, as far as Basayo becoming David Ortiz now, no, what's he, 21?
Yeah.
You got a cannon arm behind the dish. David Ortiz was kind of a positionless first baseman, running really good
for
at
the
it.
Twins,
yeah. And wasn't hitting 40 no, bombs a year wasn't. Either. But anyway, I think Basayo's got upside defensively, and the bat is what, you know, it's going to make his bones here, and he's already got his extension. I think Adley is the room for Adley. Of course, he's going to be the starting catcher next year. And we love Bob Knight. Yeah, I've known Bob for years. But if Adley Rutschman's traded, I'll buy both of you a keg of beer. I'll get you a case of your favorite wine.
Whoa!
Favorite wine. You drink like $20 a bottle, right?
No. My favorite wine is about $120 a bottle.
How about two bottles of your favorite wine? If Adley Rutschman is traded before spring training, I'll be floored, and Vinny will be drinking at least two bottles. And Nolan, you'll get a bunch of Yinglings for $200. How about I'll set a $200 limit?
How's all right.
That? Nobody's making you do this.
I know.
As they always
but I'm
say
just saying,
these bets.
I'm backing it up.
All right.
But then again, I think Brandon High get fired. He didn't make it.
You're very adamant about that.
We have time for another call.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go to Trip. Whoop. Tribby in Baltimore. Tribby, how you feeling?
Hey, hello. What's up, Bob and Vinny?
Hey, what's man? Up?
Hey, man, I got to start off first, man. Hey, Bob, I hear you talk about this fall sports, man. I wish we could skip fall sports because my high school, it's sad. I'm going to support them next week because it's the homecoming, but my high school, my former high school football team is trash.
Where'd
man.
You go to high school?
Emerson Westside.
Oh.
Hello. Man. You know, the best school on the west side. You know, we the first ever to do it. Championship 06, 07, you know.
Right.
Hey, I got a chance to play down the bank, man. Look, you know, I was the kicker. I got to kick an extra point, so I always can tell people, hey, I got to kick an extra point down the bank, you know, and got to play down there as a Super Ravens fan. But anyway, about Mark Andrews, right, I like what he said, though. I mean, you got some fans crying, talking about, oh, he's washed up. Like, it's kind of similar like last year. Remember when they say he was hurt, he was more of a, like a blocking tight end. So I feel like everything's going to come along. Like, you can't feed everybody at once. You know what I mean? We still got 15 weeks left. And one thing I realized, right, Mark Andrews, whenever we wear all black, he always show up. So I feel like Monday night might be the time for him. Now, about Rashad Bateman, right, I don't know what's going on with him, but let's get that boy Taz Walker. He got the potential, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to see. And I don't know what's up with Harbaugh. I want to see more Keaton Mitchell, man. I don't want to keep hearing about
his numbers. I think we'll see Keaton this week, at least returning kicks, because I don't think Ali will be up.
What's wrong with Ali? He caught a concussion.
Concussion,
or
yeah. First play, opening kickoff.
Oh, man, look. Hey, I was so lit at the game, I didn't even know he got hurt, man. But and another thing, give my man TJ Tampa some bump. You know, no shot against Marlon Humphrey, but Marlon Humphrey, you got to catch that interception right there, bro. Like, you got to catch that.
Or no, look, how about it's fourth down? How about just bat it down?
Yeah.
You get the ball back at the line of scrimmage.
Vinny, I heard you say that yesterday. I agree. Bat it down or do something with it. Like, come on. But you know what? Let me ask y'all a question. Imagine that was Ed Reed back in the day. We wouldn't even be talking about that. It would be to the house, right? Pick six to the house. Probably, what, 107 yards?
Nah, I don't know.
It was one like that.
He was running to the boundary.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the end zone.
Yeah.
All right, Trippy. And I'm assuming he was a straight-ahead style kicker, Trippy, not a soccer style.
Yeah.
He was old Mark Mosley, the toe. We'll come back. And we've got plenty of Ravens-Lions preview coming your way. And Orioles, of course, taking on the Yankees. Hey, it's the Yankees. They suck. Who cares? We'll go be a Pickles for the next two nights. They'll have their pinstripe Yankee jerseys with the names on the back, which they don't do. And I always tend to throw a little insult their way. Then they gave us the expletives. Nolan almost got into a fistfight the last time the Yankees were in town. So we'll see how it goes coming up here. But when we come back, Jim Smith, athletic director, University of Maryland Terps at Wisconsin. First road game. Litmus test game for sure, and a big game for Wisconsin because they're 9.5-point favorites, and Luke Fickell's already on the hot seat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total Request Thursday. Nolan McGraw's other side of the glass. He's fresh, exciting, cool in the gang. Chosen by you, the people. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Maryland. Take it on the Wisconsin Badgers. You can hear the game on this here radio station as the Terps getting 9.5, starting 3-0. You can watch the game too. The old watch it on NBC national television, but turn down the volume and listen to the Fan as Maryland looks to get to 4-0. And joining us now to talk about that, athletic director of the University of Maryland, Ask the AD, is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio. Three favorites for $15.99 plus $2 off personal pitchers. And he joins us every Thursday. He's Jim Smith. Jim, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you as always.
And just to clarify, I'm Bob. He's Vinny. So we'll move forward here.
appreciate the intro again. Yeah, so I'll get it right one of these times.
Trust me, my wife always forgets my name, Jim Smith. And it's usually an expletive followed either way. But 3-0 start for Maryland, and there was some skepticism, and, you know, let's be honest, we were kind of, like, concerned anyway, I was, going into the year, but three wins, very convincing wins at that. How has the 3-0 start resonated with the student section? Because, obviously, they're huge in regards to generating fan interest. So how has the 3-0 start at least brought some more interest into the program that might not have been there a month ago?
No, I think it's brought great energy all the way through campus and through the fan base. I think people are really excited about what they've seen both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. And you could see that in the student turnout in all three of our games. They've been amazing and looking forward to, you know, coming back in a couple of weeks and doing it all again when we host Washington. So, you know, the energy's been great. You know, the games, you know, we've handled our business at home really well, both in football, but really with all our sports. You know, we're 14-1-1 at home. So we are defending College Park in all our sports. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that in football and all our sports.
Now, with Malik Washington, and a lot of hubbub. He's from Glen Burnie, went to Archbishop Spalding. He committed to Maryland, signed with Maryland. Obviously, he stuck around and had faith in Mike Locksley. His performance, he's what, the highest graded freshman quarterback in the country through the first three games. You were at Ohio State. You know the Big Ten landscape on the road, Jim. Maryland has not fared well against Wisconsin historically. From what you know of the young man and how Locks is going to get him coached up, how do you think he'll respond to the national TV road environment with Maryland underdogs in this game?
I think you're going to see the exact same guy you've seen in the first three games, right? For as young as he is, he's incredibly professionally mature. He handles the adversity when it happens like a pro. I'm excited to see him go into Camp Randall. Tough place to play. But like I said in week one, when we first did our first interview together, and it was going to be really exciting to see what game one was going to look like. Well, now it's going to be really exciting to see what game one in the Big Ten looks like. Put it on national TV, on NBC. We feel really good about the week of practice. And really just excited to get out there and make it happen in Wisconsin. You know, 11 a.m. local start, so that'll be interesting as well. Just excited to see it all come together.
Now, Jim, I watched the Alabama-Wisconsin game last week, and I watched some of Wisconsin before because I wanted to get a feel for what the Badgers would bring to the Terps. Now, defensively, they're going to be good. You know, and I feel real good about the Maryland defense going up against Wisconsin's offense, whether it's Edwards or O'Neal. Hopefully it's O'Neal because he'll throw some picks. You know, whereas I'm really – can the O-line hold up, you know, and can they get a – can the Terps have a run game? I don't want Malik in that environment have to drop back and throw it 40 times.
It wouldn't be ideal. I think the plan is use the run game however they give it to us, right? I think you're going to see we're going to try to establish the run. Locks has talked about that in just about every week. We want to continue to establish the run. You guys have been following Big Ten football a long time. The run game is really important. We feel really good about where we are with our starters on the offensive line. Same thing on the defensive line. You know, field position is going to be really important in this mm-hmm. game. And if you look at our special teams, I like where they're going to put us from a field position standpoint. So, you know, we can win the battle up front, win the battle of field position. I think we come home victorious.
Jim, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. That's kind of because they're not a big offensive output team. And I think that'll be big. And I think the other thing big for you guys will be, Jim, to – not get down early. And when the crowd, you know, if the Terps can get up early and take the crowd out of it a little bit, that would be big.
I think you're going to see a little bit of a back and forth game. These are both good Big Ten teams looking, you know, and really looking forward to seeing how we play in conference play. So I think you'll see, you're right, it's not going to be the highest scoring game, but, you know, I think we're going to be able to score some points. I think people will be surprised at what we've got and what we've got planned.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ask the AD, sponsored by the Green Turtle, here on this Total Request Thursday. But staying with college football more from a procedural point of view, the college football transfer portal window closed, I guess, for the spring. What does this mean in regards to the shuffle off to Buffalo or shuffle off to College Park, Ann Arbor, and everything that goes along with it, where it's hard to keep track of rosters nowadays in all collegiate sports, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that's the new reality of where we are in collegiate sports. When the portal opens, you know, you're seeing a lot of young men and women go into it just to see if they can get a better opportunity somewhere else. That's the system that's been created. You look, if you truly did the math, and I haven't done the math, but I'm gonna estimate and say between 40% and 60% of college football rosters are probably new. And I think that with a few exceptions in there. But when you see that much turnover, it really does come down to how quick your coaches can get you ready for play. And I really like it, the job our coaches have done to get us ready to play with a lot of new faces wearing Maryland Terp gear. So, you know, and the one thing we didn't talk about, I know I'm flipping it back to us, but how good our defense has been. Mm-hmm. Right? 7 interceptions, 10 sacks, a really good bend but don't break mentality. You know, I like that going into Big Ten play.
Hey, Jim, I'll just say this. You guys beat the Badgers on Saturday. Your job would be a lot easier putting butts in the stands against Washington.
Well, look, I think it always helps to win. There is no question about that. And look, I think everybody knows we're very confident. We're going to Wisconsin with a very businesslike mindset and what we're going to accomplish. And that's what I liked about this young team. I mean, I watched, and I know we played Towson, but they got off the bus and it was all business in their face. And I love that. And I think you're going to see it again in Wisconsin, and we're going to see it throughout the whole year. There will be no one who we play we're going to change our approach to. It's going to be all business all the time for this football team.
Same with Jim Smith. He's all business all the time. Jim, we appreciate your time every Thursday. We're about a month away from basketball starting. Talking about new teams. Buzz Williams has a completely new coaching staff. Roster. Brendan Preach has got a big verbal commitment. I know you can't talk about that. So we got that coming up in the next few weeks. But Maryland, Wisconsin, here on The Fan. Jim, enjoy your trip to Madison, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Hey, Bob, how come you never asked me for a song?
It's Total Request Thursday.
It's Total Request Thursday, but you never asked me.
Well, pump it up. Your pick. Let's go. What are you jamming to?
All right, Beautiful Day by U2.
There you go. U2, Beautiful Day. Jim Smith, appreciate it. I love it. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Jim Smith ready to rock, Nolan. Beautiful Day from U2. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Lions coming up. Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, as we go down on the far for the Birds as the final couple weeks of the season are here. Who are the prospects that have really ascended? And we'll get Tony's thoughts on the guys that are here and how they're handling Major League play so far.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Detroit Lions coming to Baltimore Monday night, 1-1. Got housed, quite frankly, by Green Bay in week one. That high-powered offense stymied, but boy, did they take it out on the Bears last week at home, their first win. So Chicago coming to town, 1-1. Last time they were here, did not go well. And as usual, I think I picked the Lions to win that game, as a matter of fact. But, Vinny, let's break down Detroit, because that offense, I'm assuming, is going to bring a little more to the table than Cleveland did last week.
Yeah, the thing with Detroit's offense, I mean, they've got some explosive players. They got some outstanding players, some of the better players in the league. You know, Amon St. Brown, he's spectacular. I mean, you love watching that guy play because, you know what, he's a clutch player. He makes key plays at key times, had 3 touchdowns last week. He's good in the slot. He can get outside. He's good in the red zone. He's got 13 catches for 160 and 3 touchdowns already with 17 targets. So, I mean, that is going to be one of the big things. And it's going to be interesting if Humphrey's out, Bob. How do they, in the slot, how are they going to cover him? That's what's going to be kind of key, because I don't know if you put Kyle Hamilton on him, Bob, if that works, because Kyle's so tall. And you know, it'd be like, can Kyle cover Zay? You know, I mean, that's a thing. But St. Brown is a stud. Their other stud, Jahmyr Gibbs, he is fast. They like to get him the ball outside, and they like to throw it to him a lot. He doesn't have a ton of yards, you know, receiving right now. He's got 13 receptions for 41 yards. So teams have done a good job of tackling him. So I really like Gibbs. I like St. Brown. Quarterback, Goff, Jared Goff. I think Goff's, I mean, he's completing 81%. you know, right now. They've thrown it 67 times. He cannot run. He cannot run. He's taken 4 sacks. He needs to be in a rhythm. He needs to have his protection. So, I mean, that's going to be the key thing, you know, with him. Last time the Ravens played them 2 years ago, Bob, they sacked him 5 times. 5 times. And with a guy that's a statue that can't run, where do you want to get pressure on him? Up the middle. And Matabike was the first one to sack him 2 years ago. And I think that'll be a opportunity again. Now, David Montgomery, the other running back, they like to pound him inside. And I'll talk about their O-line in a minute. But Montgomery's physical back. And we'll see there. Now, Jameson Williams, their other receiver, number one, speedster. He can get deep. Not as good a route runner. They like to use him vertically. Now, he has 6 catches for 131, so he's averaging 21.8. You know, he's got 9 targets. What they want to do with him is they want to take deep shots on first down. They like to max protect, take deep shots on first down. Now, let's talk about the O-line. I mean, they've got a Pro Bowl right. Sam LaPorta, the tight end. It's another guy that's a stud, too. I like him. He's one of the better tight ends in the league, and he's got 9 catches for 105. He's got 65 yak yards on 12 targets. He is a good tight end. So with St. Brown, with LaPorta and Gibbs, they got 3 explosive guys offensively.
And don't let Tesla get in the corner of the end zone because he's going to make a one-handed catch when you...
Yeah, Tesla's got 2 catches, 1 in each game, and he's made spectacular catches in both. Khalif Raymond is their other receiver. He's okay. He's just... okay. You know, I take them or leave them. You know, now, their offensive line, to me, that's the biggest question mark they got. Taylor Decker's their left tackle. He was first-round pick in 2016. You can beat him. You can beat him to the outside, and you can beat him like stunting back inside. I think he's just an average left tackle at best. Not real physical run blocker, not the best athlete in the world. So it's a guy that they can win, and they got to win battles with him. Now, the left guard, Christian Mahogany, number 73, big guy, not athletic. And I think against him, he doesn't really knock people off the ball, and stunting and twisting causes them problems. Now, their center, Graham Glasgow, same thing. He is not a very good knee bender at all. He's new because they had Ragnow last year. And then Tate Ratledge, the right guard, he's okay, but another they don't knock people off the ball. You know, Penei Sewell's a good, real good run blocker, the right tackle. Real good. You know, he's a big physical guy. He can knock people off the ball. In the pass block, you can get after him a little bit. You can get after him a little bit with speed. But I think if you stunt and twist because of their athleticism, that you can win. And they had 5 sacks 2 years ago. Different O-line, same tackles. And Matabike was the guy. And I think inside is where they're going to – the Ravens have a huge advantage against their left guard or center and their right guard. Huge advantage. Just because of speed, quickness, and those types of things, because they don't handle it that well. So I think they're going to take huge advantage of that. And if they can get pressure up the middle, and Matabike is playing really well right now, and they may have to double him. The other thing about their O-line is they don't get up to the linebackers in the run game much. And what does that mean? That means Roquan's running free. And that's a bad thing, you know, for their run game. So I think they're going to struggle that way in the run game because they don't get up to the linebackers. And both Buchanan and Roquan run well, and both are instinctive guys. So one of the biggest things, Bob, is got to disrupt the quarterback. Got to get, you know, and the pass rush, you know, they got to feel pretty good about, you know, they don't get much pressure on the quarterback. You know, and the Ravens are going to have to bring it. They're going to have to bring it is what they're going to have to do. And then the Ravens secondary is going to be, because Amase Brown can run good routes. And I'll be anxious to see how they're going to play him. That's going to be the key of this game, is how they're going to play St. Brown, because last time they played, he had 13 catches for 102. But, I mean, they were throwing it every down.
They were down 28-0.
Yeah. So, I mean, their offense, it's good. What they want to do, they'll play three tight ends a lot too, Bob, is on first down, they're going to max protect, play action pass, and take a deep shot. That's what they'll do on some first down. So expect that when they go to three tight ends, max protection, and they'll go probably to Williams down the field.
We'll talk about the Lions defense anyway on film. Vinny will at 12:30, so stick around for that. Tony Petty, OrielsHangout.com. Go down on the farm. How's Enrique Bradfield adapting to AAA Norfolk after getting his sea legs at AA? Stick around for that. Whip around 11:15. We'll look back at this day in Orioles history. Mike Bordick, he'll be joining us 11:30. Oriole Hall of Famer, who, by the way, homered on this day in 1997. So we'll get into all of that good stuff. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, news from the Nets, buy or sell. Hey, we got a lot to get to. Terps are at Wisconsin on Saturday. You want that upset? 9.5-point favorites. Got Thursday Night Football as the Bills host the Dolphins. Buffalo is missing two key defensive pieces, but Miami stinks. Spread's 11.5. We'll see. We'll make our picks later. It's Vinny, 80, Nolan. Total request Thursday, 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.